This is Reuben Levy. We're learning together the book Gan HaShalom, Garden of Peace by Rav Shalom Arash Sitas. We are in the Hebrew version of the book. We are on page 215. We're learning chapter about greatness of Shalom Bayit above everything else. Even a person's teshuva process has to take second priority to making sure that he has Shalom Bayit, because without Shalom Bayit, even his teshuva is meaningless. Come and see how far these things, these matters reach. Oto Adam, this man, shekibel hadracha lo nachana. So we're talking about the story of the Talmud that first time he tried to make teshuva, he had poor instruction from his rabbis that told him that if his wife wasn't interested in making teshuva, he should divorce her. That he needed to lay down certain ground rules about his home. There had to be certain minimum requirements that he expected from her. And he was in his rights to expect some minimum adherence to mitzvahs. But he couldn't stand in that because it was causing him huge child bright problems. So he realized that either he was going to lose his wife or he had to drop his teshuva. So he dropped his teshuva process. A few years later, Hashem arranged things so that he met up with Rav Shalom after listening to one of his tapes. Rav Shalom instructed him on the proper way of doing teshuva, meaning that he could do teshuva and he didn't have to worry about his wife. He didn't have to force his wife into also doing teshuva, making her keep certain conditions, nothing like that. He didn't have to say anything at all to her. He followed his own process, davened and prayed, and she will, in her own time, join him. And that's what happened. So, Rav Arash writes now that this man that originally received bad advice from his rabbis, Shaloimida et Shalom Me'alakol, that they didn't put Shalom Bayit above everything else. His other rabbis said, no, Torah is more important than Shalom Bayit. The Torah says she needs to keep mitzvahs. That's more important than your Shalom Bayit. So that was their approach, and it was wrong. Lazo Bulbadja, who came out to Ibedet Mishpato, not only did he nearly lose his family, but he himself fell away from his keeping mitzvahs. So how did it help him, these rabbis, with their decrees? On the other hand, however, against that, when he went with the fundamental principle that Shalom Bayit comes before everything else, he merited to have also his family and also Torah mitzvahs, the yachad im kol b'nei bito, together with all of his family, and also his family and his wife came close to Torah. Also, they made teshuva. Zeu kal gadol b'chol haTorah kula. This is a big rule in all of Torah. Shacham einav b'rasho, that a wise person has eyes in his head. Utrichim lasot yishuv dat. He needs to make yishuv dat, clarity of thought. Ma tachlit hataklit shewatzim lasing mikol davar. What is the purpose that he's meant to achieve from everything? Balolitakesh b'tzura iveret, not to be stubborn in a way of blindness. Like the rabbi said regarding the matter of the fact that saving a life overrides Shabbos. Chalal alav Shabbat echat, kedei yishmo Shabbatot harbeh. The person should be prepared to break one Shabbos in order to keep many Shabbats later. Right? In the case of Pikuach Nefesh, a person needs to break Shabbos in order to save his life. Better that he breaks one Shabbos and then he can live and keep many more Shabbos. Afkan linyan shelanu. So too in our case. Tov she tchalalu kama shabbatot ayidei yishto shel zeh. Better that they would break several Shabbos with his wife. Shebein kach o kach hi mechalelet et Shabbat. Because either way, she was going to break Shabbos anyway. V'lo ya'ir lak al kach, and he shouldn't rebuke her at all on it. V'shvil she yishmeru hu v'ishto v'yiladav Shabbatot halbe v'zechut shemirat Hashem. And then, in order that he and his wife and his children will then, in the future, keep many Shabbos in peace. About laos et shalom, the toanash el shmirat Shabbat. But in order to destroy one shalom by it, on the basis of keeping Shabbos, v'chakach yechalalel hu Shabbatot habet. Then what would happen? Then, in the end, it would lead to breaking many Shabbos. V'ein tzarich lomar shekarov levadai sheishto lo tishmo Shabbat lolam. And it's almost certain to say that his wife would never keep any other Shabbat again if he had gone down that route. Zeo chose yishuvdat. This would be a way of chose yishuvdat, of lacking clarity of thought, the tipshut and the foolishness, and ova misiba achat v'yichida, which comes only from one place. What's that? She'ein samim et hashalom me'al hakol. Comes from the fact that they didn't put, he wouldn't have put shalom by it above everything. Bein yechasim chashivut ledivrei chazal amavorim bein sofer mekamot shegadol shalom. And he didn't place importance on the words of Chazal that bring in several places the greatness of keeping the peace. Achen mishnei hasipurim eleh. Therefore, from these two stories that we've spoken about, shehem rak dugma achat mealfei mekrim, which are only one example of many thousands of occurrences, Nilmad et hameser shel perek zeh. We can learn the message of this chapter. Shelishmoa la shalom zeh ha'alef beit shel chayim b'chol. That to God one shalom by it, one's peace, is alef beit, the building blocks of life. Life generally, v'chayei hanu asim b'prat, and of marriage specifically. And only through peace is one able to advance truthfully in life, and in the way of Torah and serving Hashem. And Hashem shewatsim liskot l'shalom bayit. People who want to merit to have shalom bayit, tzrichim sheyeh baror lahem, v'tachlik ha-baror, it has to be clear to them in the clearest possible way. Shalom bayit hu hadavar gadol biyoter v'chashuv biyoter ba'olam. That shalom bayit is the most important thing in the entire world. Rak im hamaskana hazot yikshu lekabel hadracha l'shalom bayit. And only with this conclusion is a person able to receive instruction on shalom bayit. And then, for sure, they will succeed. Right? If a person doesn't have that in mind, that the most important thing in the world is shalom bayit, then he can't receive instruction on shalom bayit. He's not coming at it from the right place. A friend of mine, call him a friend, a neighbor of mine, who I was having a discussion about certain shalom bayit issues.
A neighbor of mine.
And he was of the opinion, I don't know what book he'd read. He read a book by top, whatever book he read, or he made it up himself. He was of the opinion that there was a time for husband to be takif, to lay down the rules, to be the man of the house. Not every situation he accepted, but there were certain situations when that was Avodat Hashem. That was the right thing for my midot, is to show malchut. Apparently, that's what he thought malchut was, right? To be in charge of the house and what I say goes, and to make a decision. And that's it. And that was important for Shalom Bayit, and that was important for the house. Anyway, so I discussed the issue with him. I said, he's familiar with Rav Arash's teachings. I said, it's not what Rav Arash teaches. It's not appropriate at all. Blah, blah, blah. I discussed the whole idea with him. Yeah. Anyway, a few days later, I think it was Shabbat, came to me after davening and said, see in this week's parasha? I'm right. You see in the parasha, and he brought me a pasuk from the parasha. Well, I don't know what pasuk was, but to try and prove his point that someone in there said something to their wife and they were very, I don't know. He brought me a proof for his point of view. So, as you know, he brought it to me before davening, right? And then, like, davening was about to start, and I didn't have time to think about it or answer him. So, dumb. And now I'm like, now thinking about it during davening. Like, I'm like, something wrong. You're right, it says that, but it's not what was going on there. I was trying to think of a good response. And the response, he's a very smart guy, the name. So the responses that I had in my mind to tell him, yeah, but it means this, or it means that, he's only just gonna, right, he's smart enough to know that you could read it this way, you could read it that way. It's not gonna be enough for him. Right? So then it occurred to me, for Hashem, what to tell him. Right, it was quite hurried, but I think he needed it. Right? So I said to him afterwards, I'm not going to argue with you on that passage. But what I'm going to ask you is, why are you looking to try and find a place where you can be in charge? Why are you looking for evidence? Why are you not accepting just to be humble and to be right? Why are you looking to find support in order that you can go around doing what you want? And we left it at that. Because it depends, what you're saying here, it depends what a person's approach is. If a person wants to have Shalom Bayit at all costs, and that's the main thing, so fine, I'm going to do anything for Shalom Bayit. But if I'm looking for an excuse to show my gava or to be whatever, then Shalom Bayit's not going to work for me. I'm going to be looking for holes in this where, but over here he said this, maybe it means that I can, right? My whole approach is wrong. I need to have an approach which is Shalom Bayit comes above everything else. Then I'm going to have Shalom Bayit. Then I'm going to understand what the Rav means. And also, even in those cases where I don't remember what it says in the book, or the book doesn't say anything about this particular case, then I'm going to have the right approach. Right? Because I'm going to have that as my guideline, that the most important thing here is to keep the peace. I don't know what to do right now. I have no idea. My wife just got really upset about something. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. But what I do know is I need to keep my Shalom Bayit. Right? So with that, that's all I need. I need to keep Shalom Bayit. I don't need to worry about exactly the detail, what I'm meant to say, what I'm not meant to say. I'm meant to apologize. I'm not meant to apologize. It doesn't really matter. The main thing here is I need to keep the Shalom Bayit. If I have that in mind, I'm going to be fine.
Sometimes not opening your mouth is more important than opening your mouth.
Yes, most of the time. Yes. So, kol od sheyesh lahem adayin eizo machshava sheyesh mashu yoter chashuv me'ashalom. The whole time that a person has in his mind that there exists something more important than peace, I'm not yet sleepful. He's not going to be successful in Shalom Bayit. The Lo Yazur, why? Because Hashem's going to test him on that thing. Whatever I think is more important than Shalom Bayit, Hashem's going to throw in my face continually until I get the message that it's not more important. Right? As long as I think that my mum is more important than my wife, right? Hashem's going to keep my mum calling every 5 minutes and asking me stuff and wanting me to come around, right? Until I get the message that actually Shalom Bayit is more important. Or whatever I put above my Shalom Bayit he's going to get a thrashing. And it's not going to help any book or guidance or lecture or any guidance or advice. Therefore, a person needs to approach learning this book with a desire, strong desire and singularity in purpose. Shalom bayit yoter gadol me'akol. Shalom bayit is the most important thing above everything else. V'av motach l'koreh she'asig mitoch halimud et kol ha'inyanim she'hu tzarich. And then, for sure, the reader will achieve in his learning of the book all the matters which he needs. See, b'sefer zeh yesh na'adracha ha'mushlemet l'shalom bayit, because this book has in it complete instruction for shalom bayit, l'tikun ha'midot, and to fix person's midot, his character traits. Olam ach barach b'tanai, but only on the condition she'nigashim im yediyah b'orah, that he approaches it with clarity of thought, shadavar chashuv biyoter b'chayim o shalom bayit, that the most important thing in life is shalom bayit. Tzrichim ladat, we need to know. Shalom bayit hu amatzav ha'ideali lechiyot ha'yedo chayim tovim ruchniot v'gashmiot. Right, we need to know that shalom bayit is the ideal situation in which to live a good life spiritually and materially. Because through shalom bayit, through having shalom bayit, a person is able to be strong and to stand in any tests in life with success. And nothing will make him fall. Right? We're going to be tested. Hashem put us here to be tested. Difficult tests sometimes. With shalom bayit, a person can withstand any test. Without shalom bayit, very hard. Shalom bayit hu adavar nifla kol kach, ta'anug nifla kol kach, shekol mi sheyesh lo shalom bayit, afilu she'ein lo ma le'achol, chutz mirakot, ze lo mogash etzlo, meirov ha-simcha, anachat sheyesh lo. What he says here, shalom bayit is so wonderful, and it's so pleasurable to have shalom bayit, that anyone who has shalom bayit, even if he doesn't have anything to eat apart from vegetables, he will still feel so much happiness and pleasantness from the fact that he's got shalom bayit. And this is what it said in Mishlei, Proverbs. Tov arochot yarak v'ahava sham mishor avus v'sina bo. Better to eat vegetables and to have love than to eat a big steak and to be hated. And so also it says, Tov pat haber b'shalva ba mibayit malei zivchei riv. Better to have a little bit of bread and peace and quiet in your home rather than a full house full of sacrifices and arguments. Therefore, because this is the case, right, the most important thing in the world is shalom bayit. Therefore, the work of the Yetzirah is always to wreck up person shalom bayit. Right? Not going to come easy. And then why? Because after the Yetzirah manages to wreck a person shalom bayit, then it's easy to bring him to all other types of problems. But zero in b'chush, and we see this in practice. She adam she ain lo shalom bayit, the person who doesn't have shalom bayit, ain lo cheshek lichiot, he doesn't have the strength to live. Ain lo yishuv dat, he has no clarity of thought. But hu nofel bilbulim b'chulei, and he falls into confusion, etc., etc. Therefore, we can understand what the Rambam says when he says, "Shalom bayit hu yisod hakol." He says that shalom bayit is the foundation of everything. The Torah kula lo nitna ela bishvil la hashkin shalom bein ish li ishto. And the Torah wasn't given, Rambam says, the Torah was not given except to create shalom bein ish l'ishto, peace between a man and a wife. Because since there is great depth and rectifications, deep rectifications, in every matter between a husband and wife, and the Yetzer Hara tries its hardest to wreck up a person's shambayit, therefore you need the entire Torah in order to bring peace between the couple. This is what Chazal said. Barati Yetzer Hara, Barati Torah Tavlin. I created the Yetzer Hara and I created the Torah as its antidote, so to speak, remedy. V'hinei Torah Neman, and behold, it says about Torah, Drachecha Drachei Noam, V'choni Nitovateha HaShalom, that all of its paths are peace and all of its ways are, sorry, all of its paths are pleasant and all of its ways are peace. Mishem Etan Zer Lishto, Rabbi Tavakulei, anyone who's cruel to his wife or he argues with her, etc. Enzer Midachei HaTorah HaKadosh HaKlal, this is not the way of Torah at all, right? The way of Torah is peace, pleasantness. Anyone who gets angry or argues with his wife, so he's now not acting in the way of Torah at all. Umashuva'im anashim she'nirim kibnei Torah v'masneim chitzonim. And that thing that we see of people, that they seem to be bnei Torah, right? They seem to be Torah Jews in their external actions, v'levushan, in their clothing, etc. Aval enam mekabdim karuyet neshotehem. But they don't respect properly their wives. It's very clear that they do not have a Torah mind, rather they have a mind of fools.
That's right, mind.
Fools. Foolish people. On the other hand, Adam Shizachoy Bemet LaTorah, a person who really merits Torah, to keep Torah, meaning that he merits to understand the knowledge of Torah, of the Holy Torah. Then for sure all of his behavior, his actions, are done with pleasantness and with mercy. For sure he doesn't get angry. And he stays far away from arguments. All the more so that he doesn't embarrass or disgrace his wife. He doesn't cause her sorrow, etc. And therefore we can understand why through Torah one is able to bring peace between a man and his wife. After this it's said, about this it's said, Talmidei Chachamim medabrim shalom be'olam. That Torah students, they increase the peace in the world. V'im rabim hem shalom be'olam kol shechem betoch betam. If they bring peace to the world, then all the more so they bring peace to their own homes. Right? So which is saying a true Torah student is a person who follows the path of Torah. The path of Torah is peace. Person is going against peace, he's not following the path of Torah, no matter what he looks like, how many times he's completed Shas, how many pages of Shulchan Aruch he learns every day. If he is not going in the ways of peace, then he's completely missed the whole purpose of the Torah. Who's, right? All of its ways of peace. So, a true Torah scholar is a person who understands that. Therefore, for sure, he never gets angry at his wife, and he stays far away from arguments. And he makes shalom bayit his main priority. B'ezras Hashem, we should all merit to reach such heights of Torah and of Avodat Hashem that we have shalom bayit.